from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Just trying to again go through the final count of current or former Padres or Padres prospects who participated or were at least named to the all-star rosters for last night's game. Got Juan Soto, obviously, in the American League starting lineup. In the National League, Trey Turner, Jurickson Profar, and then Josh Naylor. You've got Emmanuel Clase, former Padres prospect, Seth Lugo on the Padres last year, Kirby Yates, Andres Munoz, the National League, C.J. Abrams, Luis Arraez, current Padre, Jackson Merrill, and then you've got Max Fried was a former Padres prospect, yep. And you got Matt Strom, you got Robert Suarez, Fernando Tatis Jr., I mean,
Luis Arraez,
Turner,
yeah,
he said Turner.
Yeah, I did Turner, I got Arraez. I think that's 13 total that were affiliated with the Padres now or at some point. Yep. Strom, it got yep. Strom. So that's, as you said, that's, it's both a testament to A.J. Preller being able to identify all-star caliber players. Like, I see the talent in there to be a top player in baseball when maybe other organizations did not see that in a Matt Strom at some point. But A.J. did, whether he drafted them or signed them to did free agent deals.
Bochy.
Traded for them.
But that wasn't A.J.
That wasn't A.J., right. But...
But he was, you know...
Was with the Padres, it's obviously. So is that a good thing or is that a bad thing that so many of them are now doing their thing for other organizations?
You ever see the Derek Jeter starting nine gif, the meme or whatever?
Yeah, of all his
girlfriends. Like, I always thought that was pretty cool. If you're Derek Jeter, you're like, yeah, that's my starting nine right there. I don't know that he laments it very much. I think he's pretty happy with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know
because they're not currently starting right now.
Correct. He found his final starter. But I think, you know, he looks at that and goes, man, what a run. What a run. And I think that's probably how A.J. Preller looks at it. Wow. These are all guys I touched. You know, I had, and I think some of them you lament, you know, you lament Emmanuel Clase, right? Like, that's one that you look at and go, good God. Good
well,
God.
Well, you Munoz. Lament the ones that you didn't get anything really
Munoz.
For.
Munoz kills you. The other thing, too, and I wonder, and there's really no way to know. I mean, nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody has a fortune teller.
Josh Naylor is an interesting
one. That's an interesting one. Because, again, like, and I feel like with C.J. Abrams as well, you look at it and you go, I don't get super mad at him because I feel like I saw enough of both to go, all right. Was anyone in here super mad when any of those guys left? Trey Turner was the one that you're like, this guy's going to be a star.
But we got Will Myers.
You got Will Myers, right? So I don't know that you cry over.
But then there's like Kirby Yates. He was an all-star with the Padres.
He was.
And it was time when he got more expensive, went somewhere else,
yep.
And then struggled for a couple of years. Now he's back being an all-star. I have no ill will at all toward Kirby Yates. Love Kirby Yates.
Here's our chat. Dub says Naylor is overrated, and Joey says Naylor's a stud.
Back-to-back comments.
We all saw Josh Naylor play here. We all did. And when he left, I was like, oh, maybe he'll become something. I really didn't ever think he was going to be an all-star. I didn't. And I just, some of them, yeah. Munoz probably guts your soul. Like, Munoz thrown in that NOLA deal or whatever, guts you to your core. But every GM has those, man. Andrew Friedman has those.
One of the ones that I hate the most is not probably even Preller's fault, and I've lamented it this year alone, is Seth Lugo.
Lugo is brutal loss.
Just so wanted him to stick around for another season. Yeah. Exactly what the Padres need. I loved his intensity. I loved his attitude. And he's just killing it as a starting pitcher this year, which is where the Padres lack depth. You could have had him for like $3 million more or something.
But we sleep well at night knowing it's one of the three things we've ever said about this team in the last 2 years that's actually come true. Right? We all agreed that Seth Lugo should be back, bar none. Hey, let's go around the room, and if you could pick one, who should it be? We all said Seth Lugo. And, you know, obviously Juan Soto, but Seth Lugo, you say, yeah, man.
It's between Lugo and Walker.
Yeah, you gotta bring back Lugo.
It was a debate.
Lugo.
I remember having that 100%. Debate, thinking in my mind and settling. No, I know Lugo's a little older and maybe not as experienced as a starter, but I think he's the guy that I would want to push my chips into the center with.
And so Brandon says, as much as y'all love Strom, I'm glad he's an all-star. Don't get me wrong. Did you really think he would be one? That is the other kind of part of the question. Of, okay, is that a deeper issue that would Emmanuel Clase, if he stayed with the Padres, be Emmanuel Clase now? There's no way to know. Would Matt Strom? Well, we saw him here. He was good. He was effective at times. He kept getting hurt. Now he's healthy. Now he's pitching.
And Matt Strom would have told you, I don't think I'll ever be an all-star because he's a relief pitcher.
Right.
He's a middle relief, long relief pitcher.
Yeah.
The all-star game is typically starting pitchers and closers.
Yeah. He's an unusual all-star, to be sure. And by the way, the Padres aren't the only team that let him get away. The Red Sox had him, too.
Yeah,
didn't re-sign him, and he ended up going to the Phillies.
I think it's
a great story.
Like, it's the best story.
I'm biased because he is a friend of ours, but like, you know, you don't usually see like sixth inning guys get all-star nods.
Would Naylor have been an all-star here? Would C.J. Abrams have been an all-star here?
See, I have confidence that guys like Munoz and Clase would have developed because Padres seem to do well in developing bullpen guys, even out of nowhere. Jeremiah Estrada.
Sure.
They've had closers that are just constantly all-stars year after year.
That was their only all-star.
It really has never stopped from, you know, Suarez. Before that, Hader, Yates, Taylor Rogers. Didn't he even make the All-Star
Houston
team?
Street was
Heath
All-Star.
Bell, Houston Street, all the way back to Trevor Hoffman. They always have an All-Star closer with the Padres. So I feel like those guys would have been fine. It's the position players like Naylor. Would they have ever? Is it hitting in San Diego? Is it the development? Is it the coach? I don't know what it is, but they don't ever seem to thrive as well. I'll go all the way back to Anthony Rizzo, who was, you know, can't-miss prospect, horrible in his brief stint in the majors with the Padres, traded him, turned into an all-star, and he had a really solid career that's, near the end now, but really good career.
Jay here.
Melanson. Yeah, keep going. You could forget how many Melanson. All-star closers Padres had.
Jay here kind of nails it. He says, trading Trey Turner months after drafting him changed the course of this franchise. I think there's a good argument to make for that. I really, really, really do. He is an elite, elite baseball talent.
But even Trey Turner took years of patience to develop before he truly became Trey Turner in the big leagues. Would he have been Trey Turner?
Correct.
Here. With the San Diego Padres.
That's exactly right. So that's what makes me so happy to see a prospect like Jackson Merrill hit for AJ. And I know AJ's very happy about that.
Homegrown, even more than like, look, I know he technically wasn't. Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, right. No, this is a.
But this was like, you drafted him. He's only been in your organization. No trade, nothing.
Yep, 100%.
The Padres have two of those in Tatis and Merrill, and I know they didn't draft Tatis, but developed them all the way through, right to being early all-stars in their career, is actually, that's good development right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think,
I don't think any team would have messed up with Fernando Tatis.
Probably not. I think he would have been fine in Chicago, too. But
they've done something right with Jackson Merrill, though.
They have.
I'm going to give Jackson a lot of the credit, most of the credit.
100%.
But They certainly haven't messed him up.
It's a hard job because, again, like we just said, like Ben just said, he made the point. Give the player all the credit, you know, but no, I mean, it of course, the development, the Padres' development helped develop him into a player, a hitter, a pro. But again, you know, if you're going to give AJ the grief that he gets, and he deserves a lot of the grief he gets, I think this is a good moment for him to have that many guys that he touched be a part of this team.
Chance to call in right now if you want to play Take on Woods and qualify for our getaway to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973. Dial up right now. We got about a minute before our game. 833-288-0973. One comment in the chat here, though. Very wise. By Julio. Says you only have 26 spots on your roster. You can't pay them all.
Yeah.
So I'm fine. And yeah, there are decisions that you would go back and change. But there's no way, there's no alternate universe in which you could have kept all 13 of those guys and somehow had a roster filled with all of them. It just doesn't work that way. Either you had to trade some of them to get other ones, or you would have had to let other ones go because you can't fill, there's not enough room on the roster to just have all-stars really at every position.
No, I mean, you can try.
You can try. You always are trying. That's the goal. But there is limitations that every team has to deal with, you know, to try to put together their rosters.
Yeah, and it's just a confidence boost, I think, for everybody in the organization when a guy like Jackson Merrill comes up and does what he's done. I mean, he has really been incredible. And when we looked into his eyes in spring training and we sat and watched him, I went, I mean, he's got it. Like, that dude, he doesn't look like he's going to fail.
Bro, like the bar was so low, like, because we watched Grisham out there for the last 3 years.
What did we say? If he hits 225,
if you hit 210 and 12 bombs,
you're
like,
good.
Don't completely soil yourself defensively, like, we'll be fine. You'll figure it out. You're learning a new position at the big league level. Nobody thought he'd be an all-star.
Yeah, nobody.
He's going to be rookie of the year. He should be. Like
he won't be, but he should be. Yeah, I get it. You know, but he's been brilliant. And it was so cool to just watch him fit in last night and still be a kid, but be so far beyond his years. So far beyond his years. I mean, again, hey, who's your favorite player you met? He's like, I don't know. I mean, it's just cool talking to these guys. I played against them. It's just cool to shoot the breeze with them. It's like, it's just I can't wrap my head around how good it's been.
Take on Woods brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Hit it, Paulie.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, let's see. Oh, we got a full board again. Let's go, Mike. You there?
I'm here.
Mike, congratulations. You're a contestant today for Take on Woods. If you can beat or tie Woods, put you into the drawing for our grand prize. Two-night getaway to the Rio Las Vegas. Dinner for two and day bed at the Rio Pool. The Rio Vegas is back. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, four sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall. Book now at RioLasVegas.com. All right, the theme continues. For the week, if you've been listening, it's all about the girls this week. We still have Girl Power, which is songs that end in the word girl. This is the 2000 and 2010s edition. We have Even More Girls. Those are more song titles that include the word girl. And we also have Girls Night Out, which are five song titles that include the word girls, plural. So that's got a limited
girls,
selection.
All the time.
Yeah, there it is. Girl Power, 2000s and 2010s, Even More Girls, or Girls Night Out, Mike.
I wish you still had the 60s girls, but I'll take the middle one.
All right, Even More Girls. All right, so that's we're not it. Done yet. I got five more song titles that include the word girl. You'll have 60 seconds to get as many as you can. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question, the two-second song. Paulie is queuing it up right now. If you can give me the title and the artist of that one, you'll score that point. Mike, are you ready to play?
Ready.
Paulie, are you queued up?
He's
good to go. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Category is Even More Girls. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Mike. Let's Take on Woods.
Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Bye.
by Foreigner.
Correct. Which Neil Diamond song found new life when it was performed by Urge Overkill for the Pulp Fiction soundtrack?
Diamond Girl. Though.
Incorrect. Which Brazilian bossa nova song that refers to a Rio de Janeiro beach was a worldwide hit in the 1960s?
Pass.
Little Big Town won two Grammys and found their highest charting single with which 2015 smash country hit?
Pass.
Which 2012 mega hit for Alicia Keys has a remix version with Nicki Minaj called Inferno? Might be a tough one for you there.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I think you can get what Brazilian bossa nova song that refers to a Rio de Janeiro beach was a worldwide hit in the 1960s, Mike?
Bossa nova.
It's The Girl from Ipanema. The other one's Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Neil Diamond, Urge Overkill. That's a great one. I love that cover. Girl Crush is Little Big Town and Girl on Fire. At one, probably not enough today, Mike. We'll see how Woods does, though. All right, Mike's score is locked in. Put our 60 seconds back on the clock. Re-cue our two-second song. Woods, he has his headphones on, so let's get to it. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Mike.
Waiting for a Girl Like You, Foreigner.
Correct. Which Neil Diamond song found new life when it was performed by Urge Overkill for the Pulp Fiction?
Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Correct. What Brazilian bossa nova song that refers to a Rio de Janeiro beach was a worldwide hit in the 1960s?
Pass.
Little Big Town won two Grammys, found their highest charting single with which 2015 smash country hit?
Pass.
Which 2012 mega hit for Alicia Keys has a remix vision with Nicki?
This Girl's on Fire.
Correct. Which Brazilian bossa nova song that refers to a Rio de Janeiro beach was a worldwide?
Oh, Girl from Ipanema.
Correct. Little Big Town won two Grammys and found their highest charting single with which 2015 smash country hit?
That Girl's Taint.
No, but you got 4 out of the 5, which is a win today. For Woods, 4-1. Girl Crush.
You just missed that last one.
Girl Crush is the one you missed. Good pull on the Girl from Ipanema.
All girls, all the time.
Yeah. Good pull. How did that? When did that just kind of pop in your head?
I don't know. I just needed.
Needed a second.
Yeah.
And it came to you.
Yep.
Good pass. Good use of clock.
Thank you.
Clock management.
It's almost like I know what
I'm
doing.
Should be an NFL head coach with that kind of clock management.
How about that?
All right, we've got Don't Do This is coming up next.
I mean, I would just like to play the Big Poppy audio again, for the love of God.
I have something Rory McIlroy did that I feel like you'll have an opinion on, and I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I think it's a Don't Do This moment, so we'll talk about that coming up next after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today. Krafttaco.com. Woods?
Oh, you want me to start?
I want you to start.
All right, I will start. I saw this morning. You know, young people, I like to think, I'm 49 on Friday. I like to think in the days before, you know, cell phone video. You know, you could take video on your cell phone. Like in college, I didn't have one. I probably would have filmed some of my transgressions. As I think about it today, I like to think that
you could have brought a camcorder around.
Yes, a giant European vacation camcorder. And be like, hey, tear that thing open. Let's get after it, right? Like, but I like to think now from my, you know, years of wisdom that I wouldn't have filmed all my transgressions. And
it doesn't actually take that much wisdom to not film things that you probably don't want other people to see.
But I was also a young, dumb kid, like soccer star Enzo Fernandez. He has had to put out an apology for singing racist and homophobic chants with his Argentinian teammates following their Copa America win against Colombia. Now, this chant was popularized in French. It's about the French. And they were all doing this chant on the bus, and he posted it. It was like live on Instagram, and they were all on the bus chanting this awful chant. And he had to come out with a apology. I want to apologize sincerely for a video posted on Instagram. The song includes highly offensive language, and there's absolutely no excuse for these words. I stand against discrimination in all forms. Apologize for getting caught up in the euphoria of our Copa America celebrations. That video, that moment, those words do not reflect my beliefs or my character. I'm truly sorry. The problem is, it's a chant directed at the French. He also plays for Chelsea, and there are several French players, his own teammates, that are livid. They're livid with him. He was playing for Argentina in the Copa, and now he's got to go back to Chelsea amongst his French teammates that are so pissed at him for doing this. So he is in a little bit of hot water.
Let me give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he truly is on champions the sides of inclusivity and is against racism and homophobia.
Right.
And just so he just got caught up in the moment with all of his teammates chanting at the same time. Shows you the dangers of that group mentality.
Correct.
And just going along with everybody else. It's hard to like say to everybody, you're on the bus, you just won, they start a chant, you know it's not appropriate. It's hard to say, you know, guys, no one wants to be the guy who's like, no, we shouldn't be doing this, everybody. I feel like I'm sometimes that kind of person.
You definitely are. But I also, just like you, if you didn't film it, would we have ever known? You know, not that makes it right.
And then posted it as well. It's a two-step process.
Right.
It's like, what
well,
is
they're
it?
Online,
two-factor verification. Yeah, okay, they're
exactly.
Online, but
exactly. So, yeah, he's got to go back hat in hand to his teammates, his French teammates, and say, ooh. Sorry about that, fellas.
All right, I've got something from the Open Championship for Don't Do This. There is an element of Do This as well. Rory McIlroy was giving his pre-tournament news conference yesterday, and of course, many questions about the U.S. Open collapse and the missed short putts. And Rory admitted that some people reached out to him via text to contact him after that happened with words of encouragement, like Michael Jordan and Rafael Nadal, which is really cool. But then he said, full disclosure, I changed my number 2 days after the U.S. Open because he didn't want to hear anymore. So he actually missed a text from Tiger Woods, who also texted him like 3 days later and didn't know about it. Tiger had to say, hey, did you get my text?
Hey, bro, are you mad at me?
I know. He never returned Tiger's text. And Tiger's going, why didn't you return my text? And he had to tell him, oh, I changed my number. I didn't tell you. And to me, they don't do this. So people like Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Rafael Nadal, they all have your number.
Yeah.
And you just decided, I'm just going to change it because I don't want to hear from people. I mean, that's what silencing notifications is for. Or just like, don't look at the messages.
But you
gotta change your number when all those people, Tiger Woods can give you a call anytime he wants, and you change your number to a number he doesn't have. Now you got to convince Tiger to put your number back into his phone again. Michael Jordan, Rafael Nadal.
Hey guys,
how hard is that?
It's Rory, new number. You guys saw what happened. I changed my number. You know what a pain in the ass it is to change your number?
I can't even imagine doing it nowadays.
I mean, like,
I have a number. It's never changing the rest of my life.
I think this will be mine for the rest of my days as well. And I have too many people have my number. Trust me. Too many people. But listen, you roll with the punches. You roll with them. You just roll with the punches.
I think so. I just silence notifications, put it away for a while. Have your wife look at it if she needs to, you know, check it. You can't check it. That's fine. I understand that. You don't just throw it out and change the number and lose all. I mean, even if you transfer your contacts, they don't get transferred in other people's phone.
Correct.
They now no longer have Rory McIlroy's number.
Yeah.
You got to start texting everybody with the old, hey, I got a new phone. Here's my new number to everybody. That's annoying.
It's a nightmare.
No one wants to have to do that.
That's a big pain in the ass.
I've thought about that. How often do the mega celebrities change their number, have to change their numbers?
Probably so much.
Like Taylor Swift has to change her phone number like every 6 months probably.
I mean,
right?
If it ever gets out on social media, obviously,
you're done. You know, Brad Pitt, guys like that, like Leonardo DiCaprio, like the top elite A-listers. Does anybody even have their phone numbers?
Woody Harrelson does not carry a phone, and neither does Bill Murray. They don't have phones. Now, that is the level.
They have people who can say anything that needs to be
to them. Bill Murray has a voicemail that he'll call and check every now and then, but I think he did say he amended it recently.
He doesn't have an assistant, though.
No.
You call Bill Murray's assistant.
No, you really
need to get him. She can get a hold of him.
He's got a number you can call to pitch him a movie or whatever. But I think he did amend it recently to say, I've got kids. I have like a very lo-fi phone that I keep four numbers in for my kids and my agent or whatever. But yeah, man, there's people that don't want to be found. And I think that is a really cool thing.
I get it.
I get it 100%. Pauly, you got one?
I got a little
So this
doo-doo.
Is the opposite.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
Yeah, this not sportsy, but definitely ties into what Ben was just talking about because this story involves somebody absolutely taking the call no matter what they were doing. And I'm talking about Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz, he's in Europe right now on tour, and he was on stage in the middle of his performance when he got a FaceTime call. And he did not send this person the voicemail or just deny it. He took the call on stage.
He brought his phone onto the stage with him.
He had it in his pocket or whatever. Right. He must have felt it ringing.
Wow. And he checked. Was he expecting this call or what was going on here?
I don't think so.
Might be a bit.
Now, again, he was in Italy. The person calling him, I'm guessing, was in like Los Angeles. So time difference, maybe just didn't
realize he's on stage.
He's probably on stage right now, but just listen to this audio.
I'm sorry. My big brother just called me up on the phone to say hi. Y'all know Denzel Washington?
And he's on FaceTime and he turns the camera and he's showing Denzel to the crowd. And
there's Denzel. There he is. Nodding.
That's just a flex.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Do you have to flex, though, if you're Lenny Kravitz? The guy's like 70 years old. Look at him. Look at him.
Pretty cool.
He said, I love you. I'm going to call you later. I got to get back to my concert.
We should, when we come back, we should all FaceTime famous people on our phone and see if they answer.
Ooh. That makes me ill.
FaceTime.
Think about that.
Let's try it.
Let's don't and do do this.
Summer break. Let's get weird. I know who I'm texting. I know who I'm FaceTiming.
That was don't do
not
this.
If I call him first.
No, I'm getting it first. I already got this.
97.3 The Fan.
All right. Oh, we'll see what happens when we come back here. Very nervous about what could transpire with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
How sick to your stomach are you right now?
I feel ill. I really do.
You guys,
I feel ill.
He could barely talk during that idea that just popped up. It's summer break. You know, we get a little weird in here.
This is totally impromptu.
Totally.
This is not planned at all. Hey, let's plan to bring this up at 7:35 to fill a segment.
Talking about phones.
I was ready to talk about, you know, like Rob Manfred in the automatic strike zone.
We can do that.
But you wanted to do this.
Yeah, just call somebody, FaceTime somebody famous.
All right, because of Paul's do this, Lenny Kravitz getting a FaceTime from Denzel Washington in the middle of his concert.
Somebody says Ben should FaceTime Goose Gossage.
Oh, I'll give you his number. Give him his number.
No. It's got to be someone who's in your phone.
You're a nerd, too.
Yeah. Someone famous in your phone. That's the rules, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to go first.
I'll go first.
Are you going to go first?
Yeah, let me see if this works. God, please, you son of a bitch! Strike one.
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
This is not good.
I mean, the odds are that no one's going to pick up.
I know,
who picks up random FaceTimes?
Especially it's not random. I know this person.
Well, yeah, but you don't usually FaceTime him, do you? Or do you?
Maybe I do. Oh, look at this!
Oh no, he answered.
Who's? That's Skip Schumacher, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Look at you.
What's going on?
We are, we said, let's call famous people on our phones and see if they answer.
This is what happens during the All-Star break.
We're live. Yeah. We're live on the air.
This is unbelievable.
You look.
I answered.
Yeah, you answered. You look amazing, by the way. Very handsome.
Manager
of the Miami
Marlins.
I'm doing great. I'm picking up Starbucks for the family, the kids. We're at the beach.
And, nice.
Trying to enjoy some downtime. Even though I love seeing your beautiful face, I think I got to go here.
All right, do what you have to do.
You already won this game. Thank you, Skip.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right.
Later. Love you, buddy. Look at that.
All right. Makes my heart flutter. Well, if you get to call a manager.
Wow, like, he actually picked up.
A big time. I guess I'll try the same thing. I can't believe I'm going to do this. Should I say who I'm calling or should
it's Dave Roberts, isn't it?
No, it's not Dave Roberts.
I'm going to throw up.
Bruce I am Coach. So nervous. Let me turn
look
some volume.
The hair on my arm, look.
All right, here we go.
Oh, God. Don't do it. Abort,
I'm very scared right now.
Who is it?
I don't know. I can't see. I'll give you credit, Ben, for actually doing this.
Me too.
They're not going to answer.
Skip took like 9 rings.
Doesn't FaceTime like ring just for a long, it much does. Longer than a cell phone?
I want to hit end. I want to hit
I
end.
Bet you
He's
do.
Not answering.
I bet you do.
He's My not heart. Answering.
Is it Kimberly Hunt?
It's not. I think she's still asleep.
Oh.
Unavailable.
Oh, okay, right, that means they declined
right.
you.
Well, I tried. You know, I get the credit for trying. I just called Miami Vikings or my Minnesota Vikings head coach.
Look how nervous
Kevin O'Connell.
He is. Miami Vikings.
Gear in Miami. He didn't answer. I wonder if he calls back, I'll let you know. But he was just in town. He was at the Siegel last week in the Miami, Minnesota Vikings bar.
Look how flustered he is.
Where my wife works. He said he was in town visiting right before the start of training camp. Is just about to start for NFL teams around the country. I thought maybe we could catch him before he gets to work this year.
7:30 FaceTime is a rough one.
It is.
It's a rough
He might be
rough.
Back in the Midwest now, so I thought maybe it was 9:30.
What managers or head coaches do I have?
Paulie has so many numbers in
Paulie's,
his phone.
Paulie's
it's absurd.
Phone list is
All right,
ridiculous.
Hey, do
Brandon says Kevin would have answered just for Scraby because they were high school teammates
That's right.
back at La Costa Canyon. He mentions that before.
It's nerve-wracking, isn't it, Paulie?
It is.
Paulie has like... You have like Charles Barkley in your... Call Charles Barkley. Why not? It's not like he comes on the show. What's he going to do?
I don't know that it's his number.
That could just be like
a representative. That's fantastic. Hello? No, I'm Eddie. I do siding. Do it.
Bob Melvin.
No, God, no. Please. Do Charles Barkley.
I'm terrified.
I'm terrified.
He's got the resources to like track me down.
That's a good point. Yeah, he does.
But what would happen? He would get fired? No, I'll go to bat for you.
You got to do a friend. I'm going to do a friend.
Yeah.
You had Mark Cuban. Cubes.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine?
Hello?
All right, we'll try this one here. Let's see.
Oh,
Brandon says Adam Jones. Well, it is 7:30 on a Wednesday. That would be very typical.
That's true. He's like, I thought you guys were giving me the week off. Who is it? Scott Farkas, somebody said. Scott.
All right.
Who is it?
Let's see if he answers.
Who is it? Scott Farkas.
That would be great.
That would be amazing. Tingly.
I don't think he's going to answer.
Tingly.
I tend to decline FaceTime calls. I always feel like they're mistakes.
You tend to decline regular calls.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Sure. Who was it, Paulie?
Mark Grant.
Mutt! Oh! That would have been greatness. All right. Well, listen, 1 for 3 is not bad.
One for three is fantastic. It's really good. I think when both in hitting,
me and Ben should have to keep going back and forth until somebody answers.
I can just sit here and never rot. For
all right, you're up, Ben.
I just keep going until somebody answers. It's genius.
Ooh, I would go with.
Oh God! All right, let's go. Let's roll. This is like roulette. This is like Russian roulette. Hmm. Radio Russian roulette. New bit.
No.
Paulie, do a Vander Holyfield.
God, no.
He'll
never stop texting me.
He texted Paulie every day for
I'll tell you that story later if you miss that.
Years.
Holy crap.
Well, you gotta be someone here good. Come on. I'm looking.
Come on. I know you got famous people in there. Hacksaw.
All right, I'll try this guy. All right, let's see. It's been a while since I've talked to him.
It's Phil Mickelson, everybody.
No, I don't have Phil's number.
Should I FaceTime Pete Rose?
Yes, unequivocally, yes. Who's Ben?
I can't read.
Why is Ben making that dumb face?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be in the shot here. If they actually do answer, and they're not answering, of course, because why would you? This is so dumb.
The answer?
No, I'm not answering. Oh, I got a text. No answer.
Who was it?
That was former head writer for The Late Show with David Letterman, Eric Stengel.
Eric Stengel, okay.
Who's been on the show
before. I guess you could call him a famous adjacent.
I did get a text from my mom who said, Dad just made me turn off the show because this is making him so nauseous.
Yes!
This is where I get it from,
I am pouring sweat, man. It's my favorite thing we've ever done. Come on, Paulie.
Come on. This is not going.
It's not going well.
As well for me and Ben. Of course, Skip answered right away.
Who was that?
Come on.
Who is it?
It's our favorite beloved Irish outfielder, Brian O'Grady.
Oh, BOG's in the house. Oh, that would have been great.
I thought for sure he would answer.
Is it my turn again?
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
I know. This is getting really awkward. Oh, let's go. All right.
Hey, Jeter said it was an easy out. Yeah, easy. I mean, it's not, you know.
There's got to be
They want you to call somebody
here.
Else.
Me? Oh, God.
I'm going to find someone here. Oh, no. No, that won't work. I've got a lot of names in here.
I know. We know.
Sorry.
Mr. Big Shot over there.
I got AJ Preller.
You won't.
I won't.
All right, let's try this one. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, I got a great one.
Here we go.
I got a great one.
We're underway.
I got a great one.
I'll admit this one is a
stretch.
Bit of a. Well, I mean, this may be an easy out if it works.
Ooh,
but
my wife said.
But I'm not surprised that he's not answering. I have no idea where he is.
All right, I got a good one. Hang up. Who was it?
That would be Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh, you son of a! Watch this one. This one's elite if it works. Yep. Andy Buckley. David Wallace from the
Office. Two for two. This is incredible.
That's the kind of juice that Steve Woods has.
Wow. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, David Wallace from The Office, Andy Buckley.
We're playing randomly FaceTime people on the air to see if anybody picks up, and you're the second person to do it.
Yeah, you did it.
I wasn't going to because I know I still owe you a couple $100.
Yep.
I'm not good for it.
Well,
I thought I'd be courageous today.
You are a legend. I've been trying to get you on this show since my honeymoon, where my wife and I got to spend some time with you. We are still married.
Let's not start stories.
Yeah, seriously. And he gave me...
I was called in on Steve's honeymoon because he was having trouble.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I had to talk him through a couple things.
He did. We're still married. We're still married right now. Two kids now. But, man, you are the GOAT for answering. I will let you get back to your day of doing, I don't know what you're doing, but.
I'm playing with my dogs in the backyard, which is not code for anything. I'm just throwing a tennis ball around.
You're the GOAT.
All right, now, David, text him Steve Carell's number. He can try him next.
Oh, my God. No, please, no more. This makes me way too nervous.
I'll text it.
All right, text it to me. All right. You're the best, dude. Love you, man. Have a good one. Later.
Oh, my
God. Ladies,
you are the champion.
Gentlemen.
We bowed down.
Oh, my God.
Not all. Bowed down to Woods' greatness.
Oh, my God.
When he said, when I saw it say connect, I almost soiled myself. I'm not kidding.
Two for two. One of the hardest games ever.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think. You got to find somebody that's. At that, got a good level of star power, but you also think will answer.
Bro, you can't, you're not, he is the best. I'm texting him right now, you're the best.
That was amazing. That was, both of them were amazing. To get Skip, and then get David Wallace.
I'm going to try one more.
That was unbelievable.
Oh my God. I got to change my shirt. I'm not kidding, dude.
We're making all of San Diego tense this morning. This is supposed to be summer break.
I am soaking wet. He is.
Drinks by the pool.
He's the nicest dude ever.
Paulie's going again.
Oh, my God.
Might be a little busy. Maybe even tired from yesterday. We'll see.
Not strong?
Come on, Stromy. It's going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would be. Andy Buckley. What a legend.
This would be. Unlikely. He's probably traveling. Get back with his team this morning. I mean, my guess, he's on an airplane at the moment, but worthy try.
That's what
here,
I was
Paulie.
Thinking. Yeah,
a worthy try.
All right. Well, I think we won the game, though.
You won the game.
I think we won the game.
You won the game.
Well, we're a team. You know, if I experience success, we experience success. If you do that. I'll have to run out of the room, dude. Man. I can't believe he answered, dude.
That was amazing.
That was so good.
Just recap the story for people who don't know or don't remember how you guys met and who exactly he is if you're not a fan of The Office.
So Andy Buckley played David Wallace in The Office. Hannah and I go to London for our honeymoon years ago, and we had been playing, the funny part, we'd been playing a game around London. We'd be like, oh, look, it's London Ben Higgins. We saw a guy like looked like London Ben. We're in our hotel. We had just gone for a swim, and we finished up our swim. It was an indoor pool, and I think it was one of us looked at the other, and we go, oh, look, it's London David Wallace. And I think it was me that said, no, that's actually David Wallace. It's Andy Buckley. So I Googled his real name. I go, I'm talking to him. And we are such huge Office fans. It's kind of how we bonded when we started dating. And I go, I'm talking to him. She goes, don't. I go, I'm doing it. I pick the moment till he goes to rinse off in the shower, and he turns around, and I'm right there. And I'm like,
awkward.
Are you Mr. Buckley? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, so sorry to bother you. That's my wife, Hannah. We just got married. We're here on our honeymoon. Bro, the guy wrote us a note on Dunder Mifflin
stationery,
which we still have. He sent a bottle of wine to our room. We ended up running into him three or four more times. We exchanged numbers. And then last year, or a couple years ago, when the U.S. Open was here, I tweeted that I needed tickets. He goes, DM me, and sent me like two tickets to the U.S. Open that he couldn't use that Phil Mickelson had given him. It was incredible. incredible, incredible, and he's just the nicest guy. We've texted a few times over the years. He's great.
Amazing. Paulie says we're a little overdue for traffic. Let's get a check before we get to the top of the hour here.
Let's get my wife to tweet out a picture of the letter. It was just the cool. We came back to our room after a day of touristing or whatever, and there was a bottle of wine, and it was on. That dude carried around Dunder Mifflin stationery and wrote us the kindest, sweetest note.
I mean, he's on vacation, too. He was there working.
Filming a movie, yeah.
So for them, him to go that just next level. I mean, it's nice enough just to say
hello and take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture. But then to go next level like that is amazing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think he was a big Hannah fan. I think he was a big fan of Hannah. And so he could not have been nicer. Obviously, as you just saw, he answered a FaceTime. I mean, that was a top five moment for me. That was incredible.
Somebody said we should have done this at like 9 o'clock when more people
are away. Somebody also said you should get a bunch of numbers on your phone, put them on a giant wheel, and spin the wheel.
Oh, God.
Which makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, Mom, Dad can turn the phone back on or turn the show back on. I think we're done with this segment for now. Baseball is a lot of things like this segment, but it isn't boring. Join Rob Bradford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you through the league and spotlights what makes the game fun, talking with players, managers, GMs, and reporters, all who shine a light on America's pastime. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing like a completely random bit like that.
Unplanned, unexpected.
My boy just said, yo, that segment gave me heart.
Like, literally, I'm sick right now.
That went way better than it could have. It could have gone really, really badly. All right, we'll come back. We'll reset everything. 2 hours down, two to go. Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
How sick to your stomach are you right now?
I feel ill. I really do.
You guys, I feel ill. He could barely talk during that idea that just popped up. It's summer break. You know, we get a little weird in here.
This is totally impromptu.
Totally.
This is not planned at all. Hey, let's plan to bring this up at 7:35 to fill a segment.
Talking about phones.
I was ready to talk about, you know, like Rob Manfred and the automatic strike zone.
We can do that.
But you wanted to do this.
Yeah, just call somebody, FaceTime somebody famous.
All right, because of Paul's this, Lenny Kravitz getting a FaceTime from Denzel Washington in the middle of his concert.
Somebody says Ben should FaceTime Goose Gossage.
Oh, I'll give you his number. Give him his number.
No. It's got to be someone who's in your phone.
You're a nerd, too.
Yeah. Someone famous in your phone. That's the rules, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to go first.
I'll go first.
Are you going to go first?
Yeah, let me see if this works. God, please, you son of a bitch. Strike one.
It's ringing.
This is not good.
I mean, the odds are that no one's going to pick up.
I know,
who picks up random FaceTimes?
Especially it's not random. I know this person.
But you don't usually FaceTime him, do you? Or do you?
Maybe I do. Oh, look at this!
Oh, no. He answered.
That's Skip Schumacher, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
look at you.
What's going on?
We are. We were said. Let's call famous people on our phones and see if they answer.
This is what happens during the All-Star break.
We're live on the air.
This is unbelievable.
You look.
I answered.
You look amazing, by the way. Very handsome.
Manager
How are
Miami
you?
Miami Marlins.
I'm doing great. I'm picking up Starbucks for the family, the kids. We're at the beach.
And, nice.
Trying to enjoy some downtime. Even though I love seeing your beautiful face, I think I got to go here.
Appreciate all right. Do what you care. Have That's to do.
You already won this game. Thank you, Skip.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right.
Later. Well, love you, buddy. Look at that.
All right.
Makes my heart flutter.
Well, if you get to call a manager.
Wow, like, he actually picked up.
A big time. I guess I'll try the same thing. I can't believe I'm going to do this. Should I say who I'm calling or should
it's
I just
Dave
try
Roberts,
it?
It's Dave Roberts, isn't it?
No, it's not Dave Roberts.
I'm going to throw up.
Bruce I am Roach. So nervous. Let me turn
look
to the volume.
The hair on my arm, look.
All right, here we go.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
Abort, I'm very abort. Scared right now.
Who is it?
I don't know. I can't see. I'll give you credit, Ben, for actually doing this.
Me too.
They're not going to answer.
Skip took like 9 rings.
Doesn't FaceTime like ring just for a long, it much does. Longer than a cell phone?
I want to hit end. I want to hit end. Bet you He's do. Not answering.
I bet you do.
He's My not heart. Answering.
Is it Kimberly Hunt?
It's not. I think she's still asleep.
Oh.
Unavailable.
Oh, okay, right, that means they declined you.
Right. Well, I tried. You know what? I get the credit for trying. I just called Miami Vikings or my Minnesota Vikings head coach.
Look how nervous
O'Connell.
He is, Miami Vikings.
Gear in Miami. He didn't answer. I wonder if he calls back, I'll let you know. But he was just in town. He was at the Siegel last week in the Miami, Minnesota Vikings bar.
Look how flustered he is.
Where my wife works. He said he was in town visiting right before the start of training camp. Is just about to start for NFL teams around the country. I thought maybe we could catch him before he gets to work this year.
7:30 FaceTime is a rough one.
It is.
It's a rough.
He might be back in the Midwest now, so I thought maybe it was 9:30.
What managers or head coaches do I have?
Paulie has so many numbers in his phone.
Paulie's
phone
list is ridiculous. Brandon says Kevin would have answered just for Scravey because they were high school teammates back at La Costa Canyon. He mentions that before.
It's nerve-wracking, isn't it, Paulie?
It is.
Paulie has like Charles Barkley in your call Charles Barkley. Why not? It's not like he comes on the show. What's he going to do?
I don't know that it's his number.
That could just be like a
what if it's some random? That's fantastic. Hello? No, I'm Eddie. I do siding. Do it.
Bob
do
Melvin. It.
No, God, no. Please. Do Charles Barkley.
I'm terrified.
I'm terrified.
He's got the resources to like track me
that's
down.
A good point. Yeah, he does.
But what would happen? He would get fired? No, I'll go to bat for you.
You got to do a friend. I'm going to do a friend.
Yeah.
You had Mark Cuban. Cubes.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine?
Hello?
All right, we'll try this one here. Let's see.
Oh, Brandon says Adam Jones. Well, it is 7:30 on a Wednesday. That would be very typical.
That's true. He's like, I thought you guys were giving me the week off. Who is it? Scott Farkas, somebody said. Scott.
All right.
Who is it, Paul?
Let's see if he answers.
Who is it? Scott Farkas.
That would be great.
That would be amazing. Tingly.
I don't think he's going to answer.
Tingly.
I tend to decline FaceTime calls. I always feel like they're mistakes.
You tend to decline regular calls.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Sure. Who was it, Paulie?
Mark Grant.
Mutt! Oh! That would have been greatness. All right. Well, listen, 1 for 3 is not bad.
One for three is fantastic. It's that's really Hall of Fame. I think when both in hitting,
me and Ben
and
should have
random
to keep going
FaceTime.
Back and forth until somebody answers.
I can just sit here and never rot. For
all right, you're up, Ben.
I just keep going until somebody answers. It's genius.
Ooh, I would go with.
Oh God! All right, let's go. Let's roll. This is like roulette. This is like Russian roulette. Hmm. Radio Russian roulette. New bit.
No.
Paulie, do a Vander Holyfield.
God, no.
He'll
never stop texting me.
He texted Paulie every day for
I'll tell you that story later if you missed that. 3 years. Holy crap.
Well, you gotta be someone here good. Come on. I'm looking.
Come on. I know you got famous people in there. Hacksaw.
All right, I'll try this guy. All right, let's see. It's been a while since I've talked to him.
It's Phil Mickelson, everybody.
No, I don't have Phil's number.
Should I FaceTime Pete Rose?
Yes, unequivocally, yes. Who's Ben?
I can't read.
Why is Ben making that dumb face?
I don't know. I'm
face.
Just trying to be in
He's
the shot here.
Right
if they
now.
Actually do answer, and they're not answering, of course, because why would you? This is so dumb.
They answer?
No, they're not answering. Oh, I got a text. No answer.
Who was it?
That was former head writer for The Late Show with David Letterman, Eric Stengel.
Eric Stengel, okay.
Who's been on the show
I
before.
Guess you could call him a famous adjacent.
I did get a text from my mom who said, Dad just made me turn off the show because this is making him so nauseous.
Yes!
This is where I get it from,
I am pouring sweat, man. It's my favorite thing we've ever done. Come on, Paulie.
Come on.
It's not going well.
As well for me and Ben. Of course, Skip answered right away.
Who was that?
Come on.
Who is it?
It's our favorite, beloved Irish outfielder, Brian O'Grady.
Oh, B.O.G.'s in the house. Damn. Oh, that would have been great.
I thought for sure he would answer.
Now, is it my turn again?
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
I know. This is getting really awkward. Oh, let's go. All right.
Hey, Jeter said it was an easy out. Yeah, easy. I mean, yeah. It's not, you know.
There's got to be
They want you to call somebody else.
Me? Oh, God.
I'm going to find someone here. Oh, no. No, that won't work. I've got a lot of names in here.
I know. We know.
Sorry.
Mr. Big Shot over there.
I got AJ Preller.
You won't?
I won't.
All right, let's try this one. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, I got a great one.
I got one. Here we go. I got a great one. We're underway.
I got a great one.
I'll admit this one is a stretch.
Bit of a,
well, I mean, this may be an easy out if it works.
Ooh,
but
my wife said
But I'm not surprised Heather that he's Lake. Not answering. I have no idea where he is.
All right, I got a good one. Hang up. Who was it?
That would be Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh, you son of a. Watch this one. This one's elite if it works. Yep. Andy Buckley. David Wallace from the
Office. Are you two for two? This is incredible.
That's the kind of juice that Steve Woods has.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, David Wallace from the Office, Andy Buckley.
We're playing randomly FaceTime people on the air to see if anybody picks up, and you're the second person to do it.
Yeah, you did it.
I wasn't going to because I know I still owe you a couple $100.
Yep.
I'm not good for it.
Well,
I thought I'd be courageous today.
You are a legend. I've been trying to get you on this show since my honeymoon, where my wife and I got to spend some time with you. We are still married.
Let's not start stories.
Yeah, seriously. And he gave me.
I was called in on Steve's honeymoon because he was having trouble.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had to talk him through a couple things.
He did. He did. We're still married. We're still married right now. Two kids now. But, man, you are the GOAT for answering. I will let you get back to your day of doing, I don't know what you're doing, but.
I'm playing with my dogs in the backyard, which is not code for anything. I'm just throwing a tennis ball around.
You're the GOAT.
All right,
man.
Now, David, text him Steve Carell's number. He can try him next.
Oh, my God. No, please, no more. This makes me way too nervous.
I'll text it.
All right, text it to me. All right. You're the best, dude. Love you, man. Have a good one. Later.
Oh, my
God. Ladies
and you are the champion.
Gentlemen.
We bow down.
Oh, my God.
Bow down to Woods' greatness.
Oh, my God.
When he said, when I saw it say connect, I almost soiled myself. I'm not kidding.
Two for two. One of the hardest games ever.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think. You got to find somebody that's at that got a good level of star power, but you also think will answer.
Bro, you can't. You're not. He is the best. I'm texting him right now. You're the best.
That was amazing. That was both of them were amazing. To get Skip, and then get David Wallace.
I'm gonna try one.
That
more.
Was unbelievable.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I gotta change my shirt. I'm not kidding, dude.
We're making all of San Diego tense this morning. This is supposed to be summer break.
I am soaking wet. He is.
Drinks by the pool.
He's the nicest dude ever.
Paulie's going again.
Oh, my God.
Might be a little busy. Maybe even tired from yesterday. We'll see.
Matt Strom?
Come on, Stromy. It's going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Buckley. What a legend.
This would be unlikely. He's probably traveling. Get back with his team this morning. Would be my guess. He's on an airplane at the moment, but worthy try.
That's what
here,
I was
Paulie.
Thinking. Yeah,
a worthy traveling. A worthy try.
All right. Well, I think we won the game.
You won the game.
I think we won the game.
You won the game.
No, we're a team. You know, if I experience success, we experience success. If you do that. I will kill you. I'll have to run out of the room. Man. I can't believe he answered, dude.
That was amazing.
That was so good.
Just recap the story for people who don't know or don't remember how you guys met who exactly he is, if you're not a fan of The Office.
So Andy Buckley played David Wallace in The Office. Hannah and I go to London for our honeymoon years ago, and we had been playing, the funny part, we'd been playing a game around London. We'd be like, oh, look, it's London Ben Higgins. We saw a guy that looked like London Ben. We're in our hotel. We had just gone for a swim, and we finished up our swim. It was an indoor pool, and I think it was one of us looked at the other, and we go, oh, look, it's London David Wallace. And I think it was me that said, no, that's actually David Wallace. It's Andy Buckley. So I Googled his real name. I go, I'm talking to him. And we are such huge Office fans. It's kind of how we bonded when we started dating. And I go, I'm talking to him. She goes, don't. I go, I'm doing it. I pick the moment till he goes to rinse off in the shower, and he turns around, and I'm right there. And I'm like,
awkward.
Are you Mr. Buckley? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, so sorry to bother you. That's my wife, Hannah. We just got married. We're here on our honeymoon. Bro, the guy wrote us a note on Dunder Mifflin
Stationery,
which we still have. He sent a bottle of wine to our room. We ended up running into him three or four more times. We exchanged numbers. And then last year, or a couple years ago, when the U.S. Open was here, I tweeted that I needed tickets. He goes, DM me, and sent me two tickets to the U.S. Open that he couldn't use, that Phil Mickelson had given him. It was incredible. Incredible. And he's just the nicest guy. We've texted a few times over the years. He's great.
Amazing. Paulie says we're a little overdue for traffic. Let's get a check before we get to the top of the hour here.
Just get my wife to tweet out a picture of the letter. It was just the cool. We came back to our room after a day of touristing or whatever, and there was a bottle of wine, and it was on that dude carried around Dunder Mifflin Stationery and wrote us the kindest,
sweetest
note.
I mean, he's on vacation too. He was there working.
Filming a movie. Yeah,
so for them, him to go that just next level. I mean, it's nice enough just to say
hello and take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture, but then to go next level like that,
I'm gonna be honest with you,
amazing.
I think he was a big Hannah fan. I think he was a big fan of Hannah, and so he could not have been nicer. Obviously, as you just saw, he answered a FaceTime. I mean, that was a top five moment for me. That was incredible.
Somebody said we should have done this at 9 o'clock when more people
are away. Somebody also said you should get a bunch of numbers on your phone, put them on a giant wheel, and spin the wheel.
Oh,
which makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, Mom, Dad can turn the phone back on or turn the show back on. I think we're done with this segment for now. Baseball is a lot of things like this segment, but it isn't boring. Join Rob Bradford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you through the league and spotlights what makes the game fun, talking with players, managers, GMs, and reporters, all who shine a light on America's pastime. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing like a completely random bit like that.
Unplanned, unexpected.
My boy just said, yo, that segment gave me heartburn.
Literally, I'm sick right now.
Woo, that was... That went way better than it could have. Could have gone really, really badly. All right, we'll come back. We'll reset everything. 2 hours down, two to go. Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.